Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SP Apparel's Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities for her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Shruti. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, I would like to welcome you all to Q1 post-result conference call and business update call of SP Apparel Limited. Today, we have with us the senior management of the company, including Mr. P. Sundararajan, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. S. Lata, Executive Director, Ms. S. Shanta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. S. Chandran, Joint Managing Director, Mrs. P. V. Jeeva, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. V. Balaji, Chief Financial Officer of the company. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, for joining us to discuss the performance of Q1 FY26. The first quarter of FY26 has been one of both transition and opportunity for SP Apparel. Global trade dynamics are shifting, particularly with the recent duty hikes in the U.S. However, our diversified market presence, strong customer relationships, and proactive capacity expansions have enabled us to respond faster than many peers. The industry update is the textile export sector faces headwinds from the recent U.S. tariff changes, though it is still early to gauge the full impact. At SPAL, U.S. exposure keeps direct risk contained. Our Sri Lanka facility adds another layer of operational flexibility and acts as a hedge against tariff-related disruptions. The young wear apparel segment, being more U.S.-focused, has seen softer demand. We are mitigating this by pursuing opportunities in Europe, with early discussions already underway. The recent U.K. FTA has supported growth with stronger order volumes and deeper engagement from existing U.K. customers. This reinforces the strength of our diversified approach. Let me begin with the garment division. Cotton and yarn prices have remained stable, providing a steady operating environment. Our dye unit is running at full capacity, underscoring our commitment to quality and efficiency. And we plan to increase its capacity by about six times per day. In addition, we are actively enhancing our printing and embroidery facilities to cater to the evolving requirements of our customers. As you know, the U.S. accounts for roughly 10% of our revenues. So while the recent import duty hikes will have some short-term impact here, our exposure is limited, and our portfolio is well hedged through strong European and U.K. demand. What we are seeing in the U.S. is large retailers splitting their sourcing strategy, essentially keeping a separate supply chain for U.S.-bound products while pricing differently for other markets. Over in the U.K., business remains very strong. Long-standing customers continue to scale with us. Now we are keeping a close eye on the proposed India-U.K. FTA. While it could bring more competition into the market, our deep positioning in the baby wear niche gives us a natural moat. In Europe, the momentum is equally encouraging. Several brands are actively talking to us, and there is a noticeable shift in sourcing away from Bangladesh that is opening more opportunities. With regard to the young brands, the duty hikes in the U.S. are a headwind for certain categories, particularly where Bangladesh retains a cost advantage. Our response has been to move faster in Europe and UK, widening our customer base so that revenue growth is not dependent on one region. Regarding SP UK businesses, we are in a sweet spot. This business is insulated from US duties and could be a beneficiary of the India's UK FTA, which we expect to come into effect by March next year. That could enhance margins and deepen already strong customer relationships. SPAL is similarly well shielded. US exposure here is only about 10% and the customer base is steady. We do have the flexibility to move some woven products to Sri Lanka while continuing to produce knitted items in India. Margins should hold steady unless there is an extraordinary cost situation, in which case our customers have typically shared the load. On retail front, Angel and Rocket is right on track to bring in even this year. To break even this year. The small pre-operative loss in Q1 was fully expected. It's just part of the investment phase as the brand grows and transitions. From the capacity standpoint, our Sri Lanka operations are progressing exactly as planned. This is not a reaction to any single market change. It's part of our long-term plan to create diversified capacity for Europe and the UK, while giving us the flexibility to balance production between India and Sri Lanka. We are currently running about 650 machines in Sri Lanka, and by March 2026, we are targeting 2,000 machines. That includes acquisition and job work. Across the group, including Young Brands, we should reach around 7,800 machines by FY26 end. That capacity, including export incentives, will keep us on track for our FY27 top line targeting of 2,000 crores. On the investment side, we are adding 6 tons per day to our dyeing capacity, and our expansion at Salem of 300 machines is progressing well. Lastly, on customer acquisition, and this is where the pipeline is looking very healthy. We have already added 2 customers from Germany, mainland Europe. Post the completion of our 2 factory acquisition in Sri Lanka by September, October 2025, we expect to onboard at least 2 more UK customers, another via a separate channel, and the US babyware customers through Sri Lanka by March 2026. All of this combined with the disciplined execution across every business line gives us confidence in delivering our growth and profitability targets for the year. Thank you, and over to Mr. Balaji here.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everybody. I'll just run you through the financial performance of the company on a standalone basis for Q1 FY26. Adjusted revenue stood at 287 crores as against 213 crores year on year, which is a growth of 34.5%. Adjusted EBITDA stood at 43.7 crores against rupees 36.2 crores year on year basis, with an adjusted EBITDA margins of 15.2%, and the PAT for the current quarter stood at 19.9 crores with the PAT margin of 6.9%. Our EPS stood at 7.9 per share for the current quarter on a standalone basis. On a consolidated basis, our total revenue for the quarter stood at 405 crores against 248 crores year on year, which is a growth of 63.3%, and our EBITDA stood at 54.6 crores at an EBITDA margins of 13.5%, and the PAT stood at 20.7 crores. Our EPS for the current quarter stood at 8.2 rupees per share on a consolidated basis. On segment-wise performance, In garment division, including name brand, our Q1 adjusted revenue stood at 372.9 crores against 274.6 crores in Q1 FY25, a growth of 35.8% year on year, with an adjusted EBITDA of 54.3 crores, growth of 14.6% year on year. On SP UK, the revenue stood at 14.8 crores in Indian rupee as against 11.7 crores year on year, a growth of 26%. Our revenue for Q1 FY22 stood at GBP 1.3 million with a current order book value of 3.97 million GBP. And our garment division order book status is 404 crores as of today. Our retail revenue stood at 14.9 crores during Q1 compared to 14.8 crores year on year. During Q1 FY26, revenue from Crocodile stood at 13.88 crores while Angel and Rocket stood at 1.9 million. On the current debt position as on today, on a consolidated basis is gross debt 382.4 crores and net debt is 327 crores. All the other informations are available in the presentation, and we will get into the question and answer session. Over to the moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shivankar Gupta from Equity Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Actually, I have two questions. The first question is around the gross margins on a consolidated basis, which have fallen by 840 bps. So just want to understand what is happening there. And also the capacity utilization is standing at 82% versus a target of 90%. So how do we see that going?
On the gross margin front, I think it's purely on a mix. If you look at year-on-year gross margin, which has dropped, is purely because Eng brand is getting consolidated for the first time this quarter, Q1. So there is a change in terms of gross margins.
Okay. Okay. And what about the capacity route?
The capacity utilization stands 82%. It's purely because we have added 700 machines during the current quarter, Q1 I'm saying. But our utilization level is around increased by 10 bps. So my denominator have increased by 700 machines. That's why there is a dip in the utilization level.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, another small question. Outlook for YBA. In previous calls, you mentioned that 1,200 machines were active. And we were earlier targeting 1,700 machines by year end on the YBA bit. So how do you see that going forward?
Yeah, see, that is considering, 1,300 in the existing setup and adding another about 300-odd machines as a new setup. So with the current scenario, because of the CS tariff issue, we have to wait and move forward. If the tariff has not come down from 50%, then probably we will be putting this project on hold until the picture is clear, the expansion project. But in the meantime, anyway, we are going to entertain some of one or two more European customers into Eng brand in order to mitigate the geographic risk.
Okay, sir. Got it. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rehan from Coheron Wealth. Please proceed.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. Congrats on a great set of numbers. So I think management is doing extremely well integrating YBFL. So I would first like to congratulate you on that. My first question is primarily on your garmenting business. If I dissect the numbers, I just wanted to ask whether my understanding of 289 crores for purely the garmenting business, excluding YBAPL, on a YOY basis, it's about 30-35% kind of growth, which is very good. I just wanted to understand where has that come from, because you mentioned that we've added about 600 to 700 machines on the call so in the quarter. So can you help me understand the same a little better?
Yeah, in fact, if you look at the year-on-year in terms of production also has gone up. So we have added new capacity in the current quarter. Quantities have moved up. And for the current quarter, there is a significant increase in the garment production also.
Yeah, see, excuse me, yeah. See, Q1 25 and Q1 26, there are two reasons. One is Q1 25, there are difficulty in the booking, which we mentioned that, you know. And the second one is less machines. So now we have increased to 700 machines now, so that is how the top line has come up.
So these machines are in Sri Lanka or in India?
India. Because Sri Lanka is still not reflected in these numbers strongly.
Right. So Sri Lanka is not contributed. These all the 700 machines in India at the moment.
Yes. And okay. There is a capacity utilization, there is a small
That is completely fine. That I think Balaji sir was very clear on. You mentioned that we are adding about 650 machines in Sri Lanka in this half. Is that my understanding correct? And by the end of the year, you're looking at 2,000 machines. So just wanted to understand when can we see those numbers come on stream? Because this has been in the pipeline for almost three quarters now.
No. Sri Lanka has been in pipeline for two quarters. So you will find the quantities coming up from Sri Lanka from second quarter onwards. Small quantities in second quarter and fully from third quarter onwards. Because see, we have to get the clearance from the customer also for production. So it may take two, three, even though it is all customer approved factories, for producing their orders in that factory, we have to get clearance from the customers. So Q3 will be the right quarter where you will find Sri Lanka completely having production.
Okay. And if I may, one last question. I understand the management is very clear on the fact that you're trying to diversify YBAPL to European entities or deepen the ties because you'll have outstanding relations there. But let's assume that you have your current business, which is about almost 80-90 crores of YBAPL. How are you seeing the tariff? Like what kind of margin impact are you seeing on that business? Because we're still hit with a 25% tariff over the last month and a half. So we would just like to understand what, because I'm sure the customers that you're dealing with will also have, will at least ask you, you know, to take some of the hit as well. So can you explain or quantify that amount?
Chendur, are you there?
No, see, in terms of margin, I guess.
Hello, sir.
Every addition
Hello.
In terms of
can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir, we can.
Hi. This is Chenduran from the management team. So to your question on Young Brand, yes, there have been conversations with the customers. They have definitely not considered the additional penalty, which we all expect that to not stand beyond the end of this month. So let's hope so. But for the other 25%, there has been tariff increase with the other countries as well. Roughly an average of 20% for the competing countries. So though it is a disadvantage for India, there is an impact of say 3% on the first quarter with young brands. And going forward, we expect that to be shared between the suppliers, so the raw material suppliers who the customers have nominated. The customers are also planning to increase their retail prices because it is the same for all the retailers. And definitely there is a part of it that we are expected to share as well. We don't have specific numbers on how much we will be expected to share, but let's say roughly one-fourth would be what they're expecting us to share.
So one-fourth of the tariffs, right?
One-fourth of the tariffs, one-fourth of the incremental tariffs.
Okay. I just wanted to understand because, you know, considering y'all are still trying to diversify, but that will take some time. So that would just help analysts understand, you know, to understand what kind of impact the tariffs can have. Because this business is scaling pretty well, so that's why.
Yes.
And one bookkeeping question, Balaji sir, can you help me with the EBITDA of spinning for the quarter?
Which EBITDA?
EBITDA of spinning for the quarter.
For the spinning?
Yeah, spinning.
Spinning roughly around 4.5 crores for the current quarter.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good luck and thank you again.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ashwin. The next question is from the line of Ashwin from Samartha Investment. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Could you talk a bit more about the gross margin compression in the standalone business?
On the standalone business, it's purely the margins which have come down. I mean, it's purely because of the increased wages. So the Tamil Nadu government has increased the wages as on 12th of March. So there is an increase in the minimum wages. So there is compression in the margins of.
What I'm asking about is the gross margins, not at the EBITDA level.
Gross margins
came down from 70.7 to 64.8. What is the raw material component or what is the mix change component?
See, it's purely on the product mix. That's the only thing which will have impact on the gross margin.
So is it more of the men's and women's wear, which is a low margin business versus the children's wear, or could you talk a bit more about this and what should you expect going forward from here? This is a new baseline or how should you think about this in the times ahead?
See, in terms of gross margin, it's purely based on the amount of products that is completed in that quarter. For example, if we are doing more of the body suits and basic model, the material cost will always be on the higher side.
It's like this, you know, we are in the capacity growth mode. So naturally, right, when the new capacities come, there could be, you know, kind of a reduction in the efficiency. So that also will pull down the gross margin. And in order to fill and in order to get the customers approved, we need to bring in some of the customers who can quickly approve these factories in order for us to get the approval from our regular customers. So we have to now take some orders at a very low margins in order to kickstart the factories running so that in 3 to 6 months time our existing customers will come for the audit. So that's the general practice of our customers. They want the history of 6 months record for any new factory for approval. So we need to take some, you know, some local orders, you know, some stock orders, all these things put together in addition to other things, you know, these are the reasons for the drop in gross margin, but this is not going to be there. Slowly it will gradually improve.
Got it. Got it. Thank you so much. This is helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first, a very basic question, a clarification. If you can just give a revenue mix today on consolidated basis between US, UK, Europe, and maybe Asia?
In terms of revenue mix, for on a standalone basis, we have around 10% on US.
Sir, on a consolidated basis, would be better. Sir, on a consolidated basis, it would be on a consolidated basis.
On a consolidated basis, maybe US, we are around 35%, including Entran, and rest will be US and Europe. We don't do for anything for Asia.
Yeah, UK and Europe.
UK and Europe, sorry.
So 65 UK and Europe and 35 in consolidated basis is US.
Okay, and so you indicated that on US side, we are 5% differential duty, right? Versus the peer, say the 25%. There's a 5% differential duty. And that you are looking, that you believe will be absorbed by the chain. Some by you, some by raw material guys, and some by customer itself.
Correct.
Correct?
So it's like, yes. It's like customer, the retailer takes 1/4, the customer takes 1/4, the producer takes 1/4, the supply chain management takes 1/4. So it's been split between all the four.
So the broad understanding has been achieved. Good.
Yes.
And when do you think, so in the last quarter that gone by, is there anything of this that is unabsorbed in our P&L which we have borne and which is yet to be passed on or accounted for? Or it has already been accounted for?
If you recollect what Mr. Chandu Jayanti spoke about, he has spoken about that. We have taken a 2.5-3% hit in the first quarter.
Yeah, I missed that point. That's why I was wanted that 2.5-3% rate. Okay. It's almost 50% you have borne, you are assuming it will be 1/4. Great, this is helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. The second question is the UK, on UK side, if somebody speaking, I am not able to hear that gentleman.
Sorry, can you come again on the question?
No, I thought somebody was speaking and his voice was very low, so I was just clarifying. Okay. The second question is UK FTA benefit. So how should we look at it and when do you expect it to flow actually?
By end of March, because now our Indian parliament has passed the bill, but you know, waiting for the UK parliament to pass it. So they expect between 3 months to 6 months time. So once it is passed in the UK parliament, then this will be effective, hopefully from April 2026.
Would it be fair to assume already you have started discussions, negotiations with customers, so when the appear happens, you can start producing on ASAP basis?
No, I don't think we can be premature in terms of discussions. It can happen only after the bill is being passed.
Okay. So after the bill is passed, it will take another 6 months to finalize and then accordingly it will flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And last question was on the retail business. So if I go back to few quarters, we had given a hard stop with respect to the losses that the business is making or deciding to discontinue the business. So, and Chanduran was very clear at that point of time how he is looking at either of the scenarios. So any thought process on that, because we are now very close to that initial target.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. So I clearly said that we'd give a hard stop with 8 quarters, which was almost 1.5 years back. So even Q4 last financial year, we had predicted that Q1 would be quite
poor in terms of it wouldn't be as much as what we expected, where it's a profitable situation. But Q, whatever has been corrected in terms of the inventory, receivables, if we get into those details, it's come down considerably. So irrespective of all of that, it's self-sustained. The finance costs have gone higher. At the EBITDA level, we are definitely breaking even. All the earlier issues with the head brands, the royalties and clearing the old stock, that's all been cleared by Q4. So there was some impact Q1, but it's all done now. And the other fact is that we are still having conversations with raising equity. People have shown interest into retail. So that's the other plan. And to be honest with you, we are internally having the conversations. We raise money. We don't make any operational losses. And then slowly the retail business comes back on its own, self-sustained. And maybe one more quarter, Q3, we will either do this, we'll break even consistently, Q2 and Q3, or we will still be able to take that call by the end of Q4.
And just a follow-up on this, is there a commitment from your side to Crocodile brand for how long, bare minimum, you need to carry the brand or the franchise, and that is one of the reasons?
No, no, so there's nothing like that.
Okay, so there is no such restriction like on
No, such no, there's nothing like that, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhash Poddar from Ionios Alpha Investment Management. Please proceed.
I hope I'm audible. In Q1, we've done a 35% growth on the standalone side. I'm assuming there would be some employee productivity benefits also that we would have achieved, given that in the previous quarters, we said that there's a labor challenge and we have hired new workers. So just wanted to understand, given this benefit that's come in Q1, do you think the standalone business will surpass the growth that would earlier expected? I'm asking this ex of Yum Brands. So earlier, the targets of say around 1600 do you think this...
Sorry to interrupt, your line is breaking.
Hi, am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so just wanted to understand...
Your voice is very... please be slow when you talk.
Slow in expression, please. Speed.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, please proceed.
Yeah, so I just wanted to understand in 5% growth, X of...
we're not able to hear you properly. Your line is cracking.
I'll take it offline. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. So just a clarification or rather your understanding, not a clarification, on this hypothetical incremental 25% that has been indicated as of now. Assuming there is a delay which happens between the two governments, instead of 27th cancellation, it goes on for some time before they conclude. Is there any discussion who bears it? Because it's a big sum for the entire chain. So, is there any indication or any thoughts you have how to look at it? Because it can get postponed for some time.
Yeah, it is like this.
Can I answer this?
Yeah, please.
So, the customers have had conversations with us and they are also not willing to take into consideration the 25%. Definitely, they will look at the worst case scenario to look at countries outside of India, which will be viable long term. But at the same time, we've had conversations with them that they want to take a lot of the stock which are being produced earlier by air so they can save before their deadline, I think, which is September 23rd or something. I'm not sure about the date, which they have to take the stocks in within US. So they are trying to get the stocks into the country, even by air at their own cost until then. and otherwise on the 25%, they are not willing to have any conversation about. They discussed with us, and that's why it came up that 1/4 would be the contribution is what we discussed initially. On the 25%, the original 25%, but the additional 25%, they don't want to talk about it yet. But
and how can Sri Lanka help us?
Yeah, so we've had that conversation with them as well, that Sri Lanka, we've acquired factories, we're in the process of acquiring some more. So they have shown interest that Sri Lanka would be a good option in case it becomes a worse situation. So we are well protected between SP Apparel, Young Brand and the Sri Lanka acquisitions, that these US customers from Young Brand utilize around 800 machines from Young Brand. And when Chairman said that we have 2,000 machines in pipeline, and there's definitely more conversations as well. So customers were open to it, but they don't want to comment anything today. But definitely longer term, if things go worse, we are definitely covered as a group with the Sri Lanka plan.
So you can ramp up at a faster pace. Sorry, sir. Sorry, please go. Please go on, sir. You are saying
two mitigation risks we are taking. One is to bring in European and UK customers into Young Brand as well as for SPAL, so that, you know, we are prepared for the change in the major decision of changing the customers, you know, moving from Young Brand to another country. So another one is we are offering them Sri Lanka capacities so that we don't lose the customers. We will take the orders and produce them out of Sri Lanka and ship it. So there are two risks. One is we don't lose the customers because we are taking them into Sri Lankan production. And this will not be ideal because we are bringing in European and UK customers into the idling capacity. So we are completely protected.
So the question that arises is, will you be...
until the August 27th, only then the things will start moving, the changes.
No, so my question is a bit different actually. My question is how fast you can ramp up Sri Lanka. In India, you can ramp it up at a faster pace because you know things, you have been doing it since a very long time. While Sri Lanka is very close to the Tamil Nadu as such in that sense, but still it's a new territory for you in terms of experience.
Yeah, that is a big challenge. You know, the transition time, we have definitely undergo some difficulties and challenges. But we already started, you know, the offering them the factories to initiate the audit and other things. Until then, that factory in Sri Lanka, we will get some job of them so that the factory is not idle. And here also, you know, the existing orders will continue until whatever the orders in hand, that will continue for another 1 or 2 or 4 months. So that in transition, there is a challenge.
You well answered it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this open, for a frank answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neera Savai from Abakis. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the capacity breakup and the total number of machines is on the date is we have about 8,700 machines.
Sorry?
Hello?
Say again, please.
Total machines across all capacity, across all plants, the total is about 8,700 as on Q1, or what is the total?
7,800. That's what we are expecting to be by end of March.
In India?
In India.
Okay, so when we see the existing facilities, it's about 5,100.
Has put your call on hold.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you may proceed.
Yeah, so the existing capacity what we had was about 5,100 and Young Brands is about 1,400, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's the existing one. And we will add another 2,000 by end of March from Sri Lanka.
Okay, so by end of March and it will be 2,000, it is about 650 right now.
Correct.
Okay, and the new facility which we are planning at Shivakashi, what would be the capacity there or any number which you all can or is it started, or it is going to take maybe some more time to start?
We have just started. It will take off in the
third quarter.
It will reflect in the financials.
Right, it will be starting from the third quarter.
Yeah. We have already started, small shipments are happening.
Okay.
But consolidated numbers will come only in the third quarter. It will have a good number in third quarter. Now this quarter we have done 3 crores.
Okay, right. And once all this expansion are done, we would be looking at what, about 10,000 machines by end of 27?
Yes. 2,000 from Sri Lanka, 6,000 in India, 1,800 from N brand, which will be consolidated to around close to 10,000. It will be 9,800, 9,700.
Right. So also in the initial comments, you all had said about expansion in the printing side as well as some other knitting machines. So I just missed out that. Is there some expansion also which we are doing on the backward integration side?
No. He was explaining that it is 100% utilized.
Okay. Right. And what kind of capex do we see for 26 and 27?
26, 27, I think all the capex in India is getting completed, and by 26 we should also be complete in terms of what we buy out in Sri Lanka also. 26, 27, 27, 28 will be more to do with utilization.
Okay, so broadly any number if you can share, about 40 to 50 crores will be the capex, or we are looking at even higher capex for of fiscal
26-27, roughly around 20-30 crores of maintenance capex.
Okay, that is what the entire capex will be for the entire year.
Yes.
20 to 30 crores for both the years we see
on
the capex side.
And now the new projects put together 50 crores here.
Okay, got it. All right, sir. Thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Was just listening to this call. So, 1/4 of the shares of 25% is also a very high number to be shared by a garment supplier. Do you think we'll be sharing this 1/4 with other suppliers as well to reduce the impact?
The
1/4 of the 25% is only with the manufacturers, the discussion. So split into 4 is also including the supply chain, so the other raw material manufacturers, trims and accessories and all those. So this 1/4 is only with the manufacturer.
Okay, the raw material suppliers are separate. That they will be sharing.
Yes, that's separate. So the longer term will be for the retailers to increase it to the consumers, but they don't want to risk everything with them. So they are having conversations where it can be passed on a little to them. They'll have something, so it will be spread across all the 4. But maybe 6 months later, the correction will happen where all the retailers will have to increase their retail prices. So it's not just for us as a factory in India or even the competition, other countries. It's for all the retailers in the US as well. So they expect the prices to increase, definitely. So, but at the moment, they don't want to do anything.
Already some of our customers have already increased the prices, their selling prices. They're changing the price tickets and everything. But based on the 25%, if it is 50, either, you know, it has to come back to 25%, or we have to lose the business, the U.S.
Okay. Sir,
the message is clear.
Is Sri Lanka an opportunity because Sri Lanka is a big hub for intimate wear?
The machines that you're adding there can be used for U.S. business instead of U.K. that you were targeting, or you can eventually increase business in Sri Lanka for U.S.?
Yes. I think that's the plan. Right. That's the strategy we have with the expansion in Sri Lanka. Going forward, Sri Lanka can be driven for the U.S. business from Yum Brands. And the UK business can be done from India, with the India having the FTA advantage for the UK.
Okay. So in, on an overall basis, the margins, how do we see the margins panning out for this year? At least on the UK side of the business.
For the time being, I think only Trump can talk.
Only for the UK Europe business, not for the US.
There will be a challenge, but you know, since our top line is going to increase considerably, that will help us in averaging the, bringing down the fixed overhead cost. So that has to be offset by the top line growth.
Okay. Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shraddha Agarwal from Asian Market Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Yeah. So, sir, on Sri Lanka operations, did we mention that we have 650 machines in Sri Lanka, which we plan to scale up to 2,000 by March 26?
Yes.
And for March, for FY27, you're saying that there will be no further capex on the Sri Lankan side, and it will be about taking the utilization up in the Sri Lanka business? Or are we planning to add machines also there?
It's too early to decide that, because we have to settle on the 2,000 machine, because it's a big jump in within one year time, 12 months time. So the operational things, we have to set right, and the customer approval, order booking, efficiency, all needs to be set right. So probably we'll take a break for 6 months. Again, we'll think of increasing. It's too early to say anything now.
And what was the revenue we did from Sri Lanka in this quarter, if any?
I just told you that it will be roughly around 3 crores for the current quarter.
Okay. And so earlier we had indicated that Sri Lanka margins are expected to be around 10%. So do we still work with similar margins in Sri Lanka? Okay.
We feel that 10 to 12% will be the correct margin for Sri Lanka business.
Okay. So last quarter, if I remember right, you had done close to 5 crores from Sri Lanka. And this quarter...
That was purely on a... we have not acquired the factory. What we have done last quarter was purely on a job work basis. 31st March was the date where we have acquired the factory. So now the factory, once we have acquired, there is a change in the management. And now we have taken over, and 3 crores is the number for the first quarter.
Okay. And so earlier you had indicated that you plan to do revenue of close to 200 crores in Sri Lanka in FY26. So are we broadly on track to do this number?
Maybe it will be, because clearance from the customer side is something which is not in our control. So the 200 crores what we have earlier said is only a pure assumption based on number of missions that could come up. Now I think there could be some stretch in taking over. Maybe we'll end up with 150 crores on the top line by March end.
Okay. And so for the SP UK business, we had indicated to close to 12 to 14 million pound, oh, sorry, 10 million pound of revenue from SP UK in FY26. But given that start to the year was weak even for this business, so how do we now look at guidance for SPUK for 2026?
SPUK, I guess, we have now reached out to a couple of new customers.
Yeah, let me explain. You know, we are going the right direction, and we already got the business from our two new customers. Already the orders are in place for the shipment by quarter three. So as we mentioned last time, Q1, Q2 will be a challenge with regard to the financial numbers, but Q3 onwards, it will be completely taking off, because all the customers we are getting, you know, two or three new customers coming in, already been the inquiries have started. So the placement will happen before end of this month or something. So shipments will start from Q3 onwards. So we are expecting, you know, we are aiming, we are planning for, say, £10 million to £12 million, is our plan target for this financial year, which I am sure we will be able to achieve that.
Got it.
Once those numbers come in, I think, the all fixed expenses will be diluted and the margins will improve.
Got it. Got it. And so just last question from my side. On Sivakasi, what is the capacity as of today and as of 1Q end, and what would be the operational capacity in Sivakasi?
See, currently it's about, we are running up.
Sorry?
I mean, the installed capacity and operational capacity in Sivakasi.
The install is about 450 machines, and in a staggered manner, we are recruiting the fresh people, training them. So currently about 100 machines are running, and, you know, we are waiting for the customers to get them audited, with a new. We are bringing in three new customers into that factory, so probably that process will take another about 1 month's time. So actively, we will be making the real export production, although we are making some commercial production for domestic supply. The export, commercial sales will happen from the third quarter onwards.
Got it.
For $200 million to start.
Yeah. Then on a standalone business, the 700 machines CapEx that we did, so that was on the existing facilities that we added 700 machines. Where was the CapEx done?
The factories which we have upgraded for the current quarter is around Pallaram, which is a new factory. We have bought one in Sidcot, we have bought one in Thirayur, and the other are pertaining to increase in the same factory.
Yeah, same factory. There are three things: increase in the existing factories, because we are able to manage the workforce, so that increase is happening. And we acquired three factories. One is the Bannari factory, and then another one is near Trichy, and one other one is in Sidcot. Those are the add-on factories, and those are the new projects. So all put together, it is coming to close to around 5,000.
700
machines.
Got it. And what was the CapEx that was incurred for this, these 700 machines?
Roughly around 75-80 crores. You can find that in a part of the WIP Marsh, and also WIP in, to an extent, WIP in June.
Got it. Sure, sir. Thank you, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for participating and showing interest in investing in our company. The overall, you know, unexpectedly, we have got this U.S. tariff challenges are there, where our plan was to increase the business in U.S. market, but because of this tariff issue, we have to completely re-strategize the whole thing now, like, you know, moving the U.S. business of SPAL into Sri Lanka and bringing in new new customers to fill these capacities, as well as in young brand, we have to bring in the big customers to fill this one. So a lot of challenges are there, but we already have a strategic plan. We know what we are going in the right direction. We know what to do. So it's only a matter of time, you know, about 2 to 3 months of time to get these things settled down. And we are going in the right direction in terms of the big jump in the growth of capacities and the top line growth, which in turn, you know, will definitely bring the bring down the overheads, and our bottom line will also be able to maintain. So we are very confident about it. And the SP UK also, we are very confident from the Q3 onwards. And the retail also, definitely the break-even is happening, as we promised, that this shouldn't be a problem from Q3 onwards. Please rest assured, and thanks for your continued support. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of SP Apparel, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.